being baptized come forward and give their testimony to us to edify us in that way. And these three people have, names have been brought before the church over the last few weeks and asked if there was any reason why they should not be baptized, if someone would please indicate as such, and there has been no one to come forward to give reason why they should not be baptized. So we're very pleased to have this happen today. So the first testimony will be from Emily van der Ark.
Good morning. Can everyone hear me okay? Is that good? Okay. Well, I first want to start by just thanking all of you for the opportunity to share with you a little bit about what the Lord has done in my life. And I just also wanted to say how blessed I feel that the Lord has led me to RBC. He's used all of you in a big way in my life, so thanks for that. I was blessed to come to know the Lord when I was a child. I grew up in a home where going to church and church activities was a really integral part of my life. And I received a lot of solid moral instruction at home, but I mistook this to be that I was a Christian. But I did not in any way have a personal relationship with the Lord. And a real turning point in my life was when my parents divorced when I was around 8 years old. And this was a really difficult time for me. And even though I was young, it triggered a lot of really acute anxieties and fears and depression that really ensnared me for several years. And at this point in my life, I was also pretty rebellious and disrespectful to my parents and those around me. And yet, even through all of this, I thought my church activity somehow made me a Christian. But because God was so rich in his love and mercy to me, he began to call me to himself. And one tool that the Lord really used in my life was an exposure to solid biblical teaching at a new church that I was going to. And through this, the Lord began to open my ears to his word, and he placed in me a desire to learn more about him. And I began to read the Bible in a way that I hadn't before, and the scriptures just really opened up for me. And the gospel wasn't just a mere compilation of facts about Jesus' life. It became personal, that Jesus sacrificed his life not only for men but for me, Emily. And that was just revolutionary for me. And so God continued to work through me and brought me to Romans 10:9 that says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And so there with my dad, I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and be Lord of my life. And the fact that the Lord would do that is just such a testament to his grace and mercy. And it reminds me of Ephesians 2:4 that I'd like to share with you. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with grace. By grace you have been saved. And so just the Spirit continued to convict me to repent of sins in my life, and he just did a tremendous work of healing in me and just really freed me from a lot of those snares of anxiety and that had just trapped me for so long. And so soon after that, I wanted everyone to know that I had a relationship with the Lord. And so on Christmas Eve, 1995, I made a public profession of my faith at my church and was sprinkled. And so I would like to say at this time, I'm just so thankful for this opportunity to be immersed and be obedient to God's commandment in this way. And when I look back at those times before I knew the Lord, it's just so evident to me that it's only the Lord's great love and mercy towards me and that powerful regenerative work of the Holy Spirit that could have pulled me from that place. And after my conversion, I can still say that I'm a sinner, and I battle with that old sin nature on a daily basis, and I often stumble. But Christ has set me free from the power of sin in my life, and I'm no longer a slave. My motivations, hopes, and desires have been completely changed. Sorry. And I just want to know more of him and see others come to know him. So thanks for this opportunity to share with you.
At this time, we're going to ask Micah Berggren to share his testimony.
Hello, everyone. Well, my name is Micah Berggren, of course, and I grew up in a Christian home. And I also went to Reformed Baptist Church my whole life, so I've always been here, and I always knew about Christ. I grew up with things like that, and learned about him, but I never really come to actually know him that well, because I had never been saved. So I kind of played the part through school and church and everything, leading people on, it's like that, thinking that I was a Christian. And I just remember thinking sometimes, like, am I really a Christian, or am I really saved? Because I remember praying a bunch of times, I want to be saved, and it's like that. But I never felt it was real. So I went out with Norm Miller, and he really changed my life because he really got to know me well, and I felt comfortable around him. And he was talking to me about all these things that I had already heard but never really thought about. So one day he was kind of asking me if I was saved, and I told him flat out that I thought I wasn't. And at that point I realized that I had never actually come to know him. And so he asked me if I wanted to be saved, and I said I wasn't really sure about it. I was still struggling. He said, not right now. And a few days after that, I came to realize that I should be saved. So that night, I don't exactly remember what night it was, but I remember thinking about death, and if I went to hell right now, that I would, if I died right now, that I would go to hell. So I asked Jesus into my heart that night, and oh man, that was a good night. But after that, I remember thinking, well, after you get saved, you have to be baptized, and I never knew what baptism was, so I was kind of like, I'll just forget about it. So I just kind of put it aside and didn't think about it. And I didn't really want to tell anyone I was saved either, because then they would bring it up. So I finally kept on thinking about it, and Norm Miller actually approached me about it and said, hey, are you going to get baptized? And I was kind of like, I don't know, not right now. But once I finally knew what it meant, I realized that I had to be baptized and that I should proclaim my faith to everyone. And so that's what I'm doing here. And I thank the Lord for saving me and for having me to share this opportunity with all of you. Thanks.
It's strange how the Lord moves, because a footnote to Micah's testimony is a couple years ago, one of my sons was having, I'm going to call it a conversion experience, and Micah was praying for him at the time. I won't go into the details, but Alan and I got wind of that, and Alan goes, Micah was praying for somebody? He said, is he saved? I said, well, I think so. He says, well, has he ever been baptized? I said, I don't think so. And so that prompted us to kind of pull Micah aside and say, so what's up here, right? And then, of course, the domino started to fall, and he's here this morning. So it's kind of neat. Last but not least, Alexander Fernandez.
Hi, my name is Alex Fernandez. I want to thank all of you, especially God, for allowing me to have this opportunity to be baptized and become one of God's people. I really have no memory of when I was younger, so I don't remember what my life was like before I came to know Christ. I was born into a Christian home, and both my parents are Christians, and those were two major things that contributed to me being saved. I've also attended this church all my life and go to a Christian school. But the most important thing is God working in my life through Mr. Kenneth delivering powerful messages on Sunday, among other things. Since I've come to know Christ as my Savior, I feel remorse and ask for forgiveness when I sin. It's great to know that when I die that I can go to heaven and worship God and enjoy Him forever, and that He loves me no matter what.
Thank you.